Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's our goal here every single day. It's what we try to do. It's what we do do.
It's what we do.
It's what we do
it's what
do.
We do do.
Happy to be back with you, Heal Squad. Today we're going to chat all about my meditation journey, and I'm going to share the benefits with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about breakthroughs and how it's going. So much more. Where you're putting your energy into. There's so many amazing things. I had so many breakthroughs. But first, our quote of the day. We've got to be able to practice a new state of being with our eyes open. So no condition, no external circumstance, no personal thing, no craving in the body, no wrong choice can pull us back to that old self. That is Dr. Joe Dispenza. Friends, Dr. Joe Dispenza is changing my life, and he can change yours too. Okay.
So I've been doing the progressive course in anticipation of my meditation event, and I am blown away. First of all, like I told you guys recently, we're learning here every single day. Even if you're just listening to this show every day, and like us being a part of it, we're building new synaptic connections in our brain every day, which means we are ahead of the game. We are already doing healthy, healthy, amazing things, because learning is like a huge part of helping you propel into your future, right? So there's so much in this that I want to share with you, because it's even got Kevin's attention. And I thought, like, so I was first to Tony Robbins, and then eventually Kevin came around, and, you know, so he's a couple steps behind me in the journey. But even he, I see him kind of coming close when I'm watching the programs and listening, and then I hear him like saying yes and things like that. So I'm like, ooh, it's even grabbing him. It's so exciting. I see a difference in my eyes, in my face. Like when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I'm happy with what I see in the mirror. Where sometimes I'll just pick out the flaws or the things that aren't going great. I feel like the brightness within is showing on the outside.
Damn, that's so cool.
I just noticed it in the last like 2 days. And I was like, huh, interesting. So, and I am still high-fiving myself. So thank you, Mel Robbins. And I'm still telling you, you got this, girl, every morning. But it's incredible. And it's not hard. You know, Kevin was saying, I have ADD. It's so hard for me. Like, and I said, but that's the problem. You have an undisciplined mind. So if your mind is so undisciplined, how are you going to create your new future? Because you're just doing the monotony of everything that you normally do. There's no space for anything new to come in, for any of those dreams to come true. And so Lori Bregman, who's been on the show before, the doula, when I met with her before tumor, we had worked on kind of my plan, because she's got life coach in her. She's a little bit of everything. She's like, Maria, you don't have space for these babies to come. There's no space for them. And so it was very interesting. Before I jump into my spiel.
That was a good tease. I'm curious.
Oh, so this is a question from the Heal Squad who did something with Dr. Joe. Okay, so yeah. I'll wait on that.
Yeah.
Actually, before I get into everything, let me just tell you, because I'm wearing my spring color. Spring and summer is here, friends. And whether you like it or not, it's here. And by the way, little tip from Joe Dispenza, because there are all these techniques. There are all these experiments that they've done. For example, there was an experiment done with people. They got a group of people and they taught them one-handed chords on a piano. And they practiced, I think it was like 2 hours a day for 5 weeks. And that part of the brain that controls motor actions like grew, I think it was 30%, like massive, right? Don't we all want more brain? We're shrinking it with all the booze. When you guys listen to Dr. Amen's episode, you're going to hear all the booze, the marijuana, whatever it is you're doing, you're shrinking your brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't really sound really good. So let's expand our brains by learning. So that group physically learned and was physically playing. They got another group and they taught them, but they never let them use the piano. They just had to do it in their mind. So in their mind, they're playing the chords on the piano. Same exact results.
Wow.
Same thing happens if I decided to do sit-ups in real life or sit-ups in my mind.
No way.
I want to do that. I'm so down with that.
So yeah. Let me just tell you, spring and summer is upon us.
Oh my God.
Okay. So you have my picks on Macy's.com/bettertogether, where I have a lot of fun things for you that you'll love. All things that I've hand-selected literally myself. I will start to add more summer things as the days come closer. But sometimes we get a little anxiety as summer's coming, because we're like, shit, I got to wear a bathing suit and I don't feel great and whatever. Let me give you one note from Kevin. Kevin always says, if you walk with confidence, and people say this all the time, but when you hear a guy say it, it's a whole other thing. He's like, Maria, when I see these insecure girls who are actually thin or whatever it is, when you, even if you're not and you're just insecure and you're miserable and you're carrying that energy, he goes, it's so unattractive. He's like, when someone, doesn't matter what they look like, walks with confidence, you never see it. So just carry yourself with confidence and do not waste a summer being miserable, saying I can't go to that pool party because I don't want to wear a bathing suit because everyone's going to look at me and think that I don't look great. No one's looking at you. No one but you. Because if you are carrying that energy, they're going to look at you like that because they're like, what's wrong with her? Why does she look like that? And it's really your facial expressions and your energy you're carrying. They're not physically saying, oh, you have cellulite there or whatever. So carry yourself with that confidence. But
and Dr. Amen taught us yesterday, remember, it was like at 18, we all think that everyone cares. By 40, we start to realize they don't. By 60, what did he say? It was like by 60.
At 40, we like stop caring. And at 60, we realize no one was even paying attention to us at all.
Yeah. Well, so I think I'd like to think I'm in my early 40s and I still kind of care. Just being honest.
Yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily always apply. Mm. You start to get better about it. I've always had this thing where I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time. So I always know there's going to be moments I'm 5-ish pounds heavier, 7 pounds, but I just kind of, you've seen me.
Oh yeah.
I don't care.
You don't.
I really, really work hard to not let myself fall into those traps because I watch so many friends waste their whole lives just saying I'm fat. So, anyhow, but let's not waste our summer. Go get some hot little items from Macy's.com/better together. And thank you, friends, for wanting to support us because it does help us so much. It helps us keep the lights on. Of course, all of our Patreon members help us do that too. But I know a lot of you have been talking about how you actually go into the store. You want to figure out how to credit us. So we're working on that behind the scenes. And thank you for that. But you can actually do the sit-ups in your mind for the same amount of time you would do it in the gym. But you have to literally feel it. You have to feel the emotion of, oh my God, I want to quit. This is so hard. This is so hard. Stronger. More pushing through. And the results are the same.
That's so wild.
So use your mind, friends. I can't think, first of all, there's a better place to use it, which is like to heal yourself and to create your new future than to get abs. But I think it's a great introductory to everyone where it's like, hey, there's a lot of us who are vain. Let's use the vanity moment and do the fake sit-ups because the brain doesn't know the difference. You're telling the brain you're doing the sit-ups. And so the body creates the biological stuff that makes it happen.
That's so wild to me. It makes sense though.
So
damn. I'm going to start doing virtual squats.
I've been doing them. I was in bed the other morning and I was like, yeah, I do get some cellulite on my thighs. Let's work on that in bed while my eyes are closed. So I was doing like the leg lifts.
I love it.
And focusing on that area. And I was like adding more and more weight. Like I was adding like weighted things on my legs so that it was the heaviest it could be so that I could get the results super fast. Because you know, when you work out, if you put more weight, you're going to get faster results.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was doing
keep
that.
Keep us posted.
I did lat pull downs with 100-pound weights.
That's amazing.
But when I did it the first time, I actually physically did the motions and I pulled something in my back. So crazy.
Oh my God.
Yes, I have to go get adjusted. But whatever.
Oh no.
Be careful, friends, with how much you virtually put on. But it's true. So Macy's.com/better together. Check out my picks there. In the meantime, let's talk Joe Dispenza.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts. That's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month,
please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So I will give you a little introductory to a moment I had over the weekend with Kevin where I was like, Kevin, you've got to listen to this. And he was all in. So if you think about, if you really start to like focus on your thoughts and what you're thinking every day when you wake up, we don't pay attention. We just let things run our ride in our heads, right? You wake up, you worry about, oh gosh, I wonder if my blood sugar is okay, or whatever it is you're worrying about. There's usually the worries. And then you get on your Instagram and you get on your Twitter. Now you're feeding yourself with all this negativity and, oh, why don't I have those shoes and whatever is going on. Then you get into the shower and you're getting ready. And now you're thinking about, oh my God, I'm going to be late. I got to hurry. And then you got to get your food, but I don't have enough time to eat my food. And all right, I'll grab it. I'll throw it in the car and I'll all this stuff. Right. And so then you're thinking about your coworkers and are they plotting against me and the boss? Does she think I'm not working hard enough? And then, you know, oh my God, I'm late and I'm always fucking late. And how do I not be late? And all these things are going through your head. You're thinking about your husband or your partner and like, why isn't he, you know, understanding that I want more or whatever is going through. There's all these things. Then you go back to your Instagram and your Facebook and your Twitter and you start doing all these things again. And then you go to lunch and then you eat shit because you're not paying attention because you're so stressed from all the things you've been thinking about. And now you're like, ooh, food is pleasure. Okay, let me give myself some pleasure because I deserve it because this was so shitty already and it's only 12 o'clock. And then you just keep running all these programs and you're doing all this stuff. So for me, in the meditation program, he said, pick an emotion that you think is like dominant that you want to get rid of. And obviously it doesn't mean like get rid of. And by the way, this is my interpretation of this. I am just learning, but I'm sharing some of these things that have been impactful for me. So for me, I was like, oh, it's fear of losing it all, fear of getting sick, fear of not being safe, like inner and outer fear. There's so much fear. And it hit me in the thing. Oh my God. So all my energy constantly check the Ring, check the Citizen app. Oh my God. Is the door locked? Okay. Oh my God. What if this tumor, what if something happens? What if I get, you know, another disease? What if, okay. All this fear. And I go, well, what does that do chemically in my body? Nothing great, right? So what it's doing is it's raising all the alarms in the body so that you're in fight or flight. Well, it's no wonder there's an autoimmune condition going on, right? I'm in fight or flight. I really was in fight or flight my whole previous life. Okay. Well, what does that do? You're constantly stressing out your body. You're stressing out your brain. Now, if you're not breathing on top of it, now the brain's not getting any oxygen. Never was breathing before. And you're feeding your mind all these scary thoughts too. I sat there in the thing and I realized, oh, that's what the tumor was. Fear. All of that manifested as this because that's where I was putting all my energy, right? So I thought to myself, okay, so if I release the fear, everything else releases too. And that's why so many people are healed in these events. And so you have to be really conscious of your thoughts. And it's not just about shifting them. It's about really being present because as he teaches us, most of the time we're just living in our past. We're thinking about who screwed us. We're thinking about the only reason that I'm at this point in my life is because all this shit happened. If it wasn't for that, I'd be so much further ahead or whatever it is. We're always living backwards. And then we're always thinking about the future. Oh my God, I got to make sure I don't forget my appointment. I got to make sure I do this. I got to make sure I do that. I got to make sure I get it. So then what you're doing is you're projecting into your future just that. where is the space to create your future? And so I grabbed this water bottle and I said, Kevin, I go, here's our energy reserves. This is Kelsey's energy reserve, friends. Okay. All the energy's in here. Where is she pouring it into? Is she pouring it into the past? Is she pouring any of it into the present? Not present, right? And I'm speaking of all of us. How are you going to create your future if you don't have that space and your whole energy reserve is going into stress and everyone else? And I was like, oh my God, it was such an aha moment. And in fact, I wrote a little like entry in here and I hope I'm explaining this right.
You are.
It's like, connecting?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cause I'm like, I know I was even explaining it better in the moment with Kevin, but.
No, it's so good. Cause it's like, how are we supposed to put anything into anything else if it's all going into,
fear of losing it all, fear of being broke, fear of externally not being safe, feeling not safe in my body, fear of not being in control, fear of being taken advantage of. All of this created so much stress, then anger. And now I see how much of it took up my energy. And now that energy can go into creating the abundance I used to fear wouldn't be. Okay.
Dang.
It's like we say if bad people took that energy, like you always are like criminals, they're so freaking smart. You're like, if you took that energy and you put it into good, imagine where you would go. Well, it's the same thing for us, right? So we're not creating criminal activity. So now I see how the fear created any of the illness in my body and that my new appreciation of being healed of the fear, it's going to create all of the healing in my body. And I wrote, wow, 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 wow. So let's start taking stock of where we're putting our thoughts and how we can get rid of some of that stuff. Like I looked at Kevin, I said, Kevin, if I was you, remove all social media. It gives you absolutely nothing. It only takes away from your life. If you haven't seen The Social Dilemma and been moved, remove it. If it's a business thing, I get it. I have no freaking choice. It is a business thing. But that's energy reserves you can now be taking and giving to yourself. So when I'm looking at someone's life and I say, okay, well, for example, when I would be really overwhelmed, I would make a chart. I would have a list to the left of.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. Everything I was doing and then what my goal was over to the right. And if I couldn't draw a straight line to my goal, it got cut.
Like, I remember at the time I wanted my own talk show and I was acting. So acting was on the list. I was like, this has got to get cut. I'm sorry. I don't have enough energy to do all of this. So whatever's not going to take me to my goal is got to go, got to go. But it's the same thing with our thoughts and where our energy is going, not just, you know, work-wise, just everything-wise, family, friends, all the people who, you know, are sucking you dry. There's so much energy. There's only so much energy that you have. So now you got to really choose. Yogi Cameron always told me, PYE, protect your energy. And I thought protect my energy was like, just keep the bad people away. It's not just that. It's let's have a little reserve. Like, can I have like a couple sips at the bottom for me? Can I have a couple sips at the bottom of this for me so that I can create what I want to create? So start to look at your life like that. Start to look at like, you have this energy. It's just one little bottle of energy. Where are you going to put it? And if you're always drained, it's because you've given it all away and you've never given any to yourself. So when you're meditating, and what I love about Dr. Joe's meditations is the goal is to get into this black space. And when you get into the black space, that's where possibility lies because you're not thinking about what you got to do. You're not stressing about your illness. You're not worried about the dogs or the kids or anything. You're just in space. And when you do it right, you really kind of float out of your body a little bit and you don't even know you're in that room. You don't even know you're touching the chair anymore. And it's really trippy. And sometimes I freak myself out and I get scared and I'm like, ah! And then sometimes I go. And then sometimes I don't. Like, it's a practice. You got to keep working on it. But as much as you can get into that black space where you see nothing, that means you're no one, nobody, no thing, nowhere. That's where the unknown is. That's where possibility lies. And that's where there's space. Now something can come in. And it's really powerful. And when you really look at, and he explains it so much better, like how much of our lives are in the past and how much we're letting emotions of the past dictate our future. So his morning digital meditation, I was doing it this morning again because I realized I want to incorporate another meditation in every day. So I really need to do either the morning one or the evening one. I do the afternoon one. It really helps me kind of catch my breath in the day and recharge because it's, you know, life is a lot, but the morning meditation, you're envisioning what you specifically want. And when you're putting it out, so there's a field, right? Quantum physics. So we're usually drawing from the field and we're collapsing it in. But when you are putting out the things that you want, you're expanding it, right? And so I'll put out all the things that I want into the field. I'll envision it. You feel the emotion. So there's the, like we talk about with Esther Hicks, the desire and the belief, where he talks about the intent and the emotion behind the intent so that you feel it. It's like when I say do the crunches, you got to feel like you're really doing the crunches for it to work. That's the only way it's going to work. So it's a nice practice actually to start to learn how to train your brain to think like that because you're going to have to marry emotion to your desire. So if I want to, if I want to host the Oprah show someday, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with an example. I have to feel myself in her chair. I have to feel, she doesn't have a show anymore. So that's why I'm picking her because otherwise it's just a weird thing. You have to feel yourself in that chair. You have to feel yourself doing it. You have to feel all of the emotions, the gratitude for being healed of your cancer. You have to feel the doctor coming in the room and telling you you're cured and saying, I don't know how this happened, but it happened. You're putting that out into the field. And if you do it, it's out there. It will come and you won't even have to try. But you have to do all these things. Like you have to start practicing to be in that black space of nothingness to allow your body to not be going that way. And the way he describes it is he's like, when we go into black space, he's like, your body's like, oh shit. Or your mind is like, shit, she's finally gone. We can go to work. Everyone run and everyone go in, create, make shit happen. And then you come out And you know, you have to continue to try throughout your day to live in that state, right? To live in a gratitude state, to live in a, you know, a higher vibration, and keep directing your thoughts towards your future, not your future to-do list, right? Your future. I envision my babies in my arms and us having a really fun life and getting to do the things I didn't get to do when I grew up through them and enjoy it. And I feel all of that. And that's the way to start creating your future. And I realized when I was younger, you know, some people call it visualization, which is what I used to call it too, and dream boards and manifestations and all of that. But it's like, if you can feel the things that you want, it's like they already happened, and then they do happen. So there's no reason where I came from, right? My parents were janitors. They didn't speak English. We did not have money for me to be where I'm at today. Yes, there's always the rags to riches stories, fine. But I was dreaming from a young age very vividly of all the things I wanted. I used to say, I'm going to have a house. It's going to be as big as the White House. It's going to have columns like the White House, and you're going to need intercoms to hear each other because it's so big. And at like 15, I'm in the Porsche dealership and the guy's making fun of me. And I'm like, I'm going to have one of these someday. Everything I envisioned, and I felt myself in them, and then they happened. Right? So we have power to do so much. We just don't ever stop to do it. And we don't have the training, and we don't know how, but there are so many tools out there. I was never an online course kind of person. Well, I didn't think I was. And when we did the Tony Robbins thing 2 summers ago, I was like, oh, this is great. But that's because when you go to the Tony Robbins seminar in person, it's like a lot. It's amazing. You got to do it. But after so many, I was like, I don't know if I have the energy again.
Like, this is kind of nice.
And so doing it online for business mastery, I think, was so cool. And doing it at your leisure. But now I'm really into this because I'm like, wait, why am I filling my days with watching so much, you know, TV at night when I could be learning more and growing my brain and creating new synaptic connections and having a healthier brain because I'm learning every day, right? Why don't I do more of that? Why am I filling my brain with Twitter news? Why do I need to see all of that? Is it changing my life? No, it's only hurting me. So I'm going to really be intentional about where I'm putting my little energy reserves because I want my bomb ass future, right? And if I don't do that, it's not going to happen. And Santa isn't showing up to give it to me either. So... Boom.
That was so good. I think a couple things I wrote down. One, it's getting over the self-doubt a lot, I think. You know, it's like you were so free and open, like you're saying, at a young age. You were like, I'm going to have the White House. I'm going to have this. And I think that, like, I was sitting here thinking, why don't I think that way? And I think whether or not I know it, it's like so many of us let self-doubt creep in and we let that take over. So it's like we're not able to dream or to do this or think we deserve that because we're like, no, I don't deserve that. So that was one thing I thought. And I was like, damn, we got to get over that.
But we all deserve it. By the way, right. I'm having to, in these meditations, re-remind myself that I deserve all of this because I think when my parents were living with us for so long, my dad was like, Maria, you people, you work too much. How much is enough? And like, he started drilling these different programs into me. Where I started, he didn't do this on purpose. He meant it. He felt bad for us because he saw us working like crazy. But I started to realize, I'm asking for too much. Oh, okay, I'm bad. I don't deserve anymore. Like, I should just be happy with what I have. If I have more, don't you think I'm going to give more?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just my nature.
Yeah.
Right? So why would I stop myself from having more? And by the way, we're here to have the most amazing life we can have. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you embrace it? But I'm having to tell myself the same thing in my meditations.
Good to hear, yeah.
But it's reinforcement, yeah. Guys. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the work that we have to do in order to have, right?
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
I love that. So, okay. My other thing I wrote down too was, I think, And this, I don't know if I'm speaking for a lot of people, but I know for me, getting to the place of where you're excited versus overwhelmed about learning more. Like you get mm-hmm. to that point at night where you're like, oh, I'm so excited to, you know, make new things in my brain and learn and this and that and float and blah, blah, blah. Where like I'm still in that place, I think sometimes where I'm like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. So I just want to get on my phone and numb. Mm-hmm. And so it's like getting to that place where it's like, yeah, it's not overwhelming. It's exciting.
But it's the same thing as like going to the gym. Until you start and you get past that initial hurdle of like, fudge, I gotta get up. Right?
Right.
Until you actually get up and do it, then you'll get addicted to the high. So you sense. Just have to kind of push through that moment. But you also have to know, Kelsey, you're 26, 7?
8.
28, I'll
take
remember.
26, though. Hell yeah.
You're 28. I was working 24-7, mm-hmm. 52 weeks a year. Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Not the way to do it, by the way. But at your age, there was no time for anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get a pee break in. Mm-hmm. So you have a much more humane situation, thankfully, but, and you don't have people trying to murder you. I had that too, but you got to give yourself some grace. Like you're not going to be able to do everything. What you're already learning and applying, you're light years ahead of me already.
Totally.
Right? So just have some grace with yourself, mm-hmm. but do know that it is like the gym. You're like, I'm exhausted. I just want to numb out, but just keep remembering. What do you really want? Do you really want your energy to go into Twitter and Instagram? No. Is that really helping you? Because you're going there because you're saying, I want to numb out, meaning mm-hmm. I want to feel better. Mm-hmm. Is that really making you feel better?
Absolutely not.
I think it's probably feeding more insecurity, feeding more unmet desires, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you go over and you're learning something that's going to make you better, that's making you feel better. Mm-hmm. And that's propelling you to a better future.
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself the right question. Is this what I really want right now? What do I really want? I want to feel better. Okay. So eating that massive ice cream sundae, is it really going to make you feel better? Remember how you feel after. How does your stomach feel after? No bueno, right? We've associated the idea of an ice cream sundae with making us feel better, right? Like we associate because they tell us that Disney's the happiest place on earth, right? So those are associations other people have made for us. They don't necessarily work. Alyssa comes into town now and we don't ever really drink anymore. We used to be like, okay, we got to make this, we got to make that. I'm like, it doesn't make me feel good. Yep. So maybe I'll have one, mm-hmm. maybe. But then I'm like, well, why even bother do that? That's going to hurt my stomach lining. And then why? Got to ask yourself the right questions. What do I really want? And where do I really want to put my energy? And when you start to actually be present and feel, you're going to ask yourself the right questions. And then you're like, well, I'll do this course until I can't. Even if I can only do 15 minutes, it's going to enrich my life. It's going to make me feel better.
I love it.
That's my thought.
No, I love it. It's good. I love that. I think, yeah, that all makes sense. And I say things too, you know, like the overwhelm. I guess I'm also saying that for others because I assume that's how a lot of people feel because I, you know, I see people in my life who are the same way. But it makes sense.
We all get like that.
We all feel that way.
Yeah. I wanted to wake up and get in the gym this morning. Did I? Nope.
Right.
I'm completely out of habit.
Right.
So I am going to have to muster up the courage at some point or wait till like the weekend when I know there isn't a pile of stuff on my schedule to go, okay, Maria, you just got to get up and do it.
You got this. Yeah.
Go and even just do 10 minutes. And that's what I do sometimes. I'll just do 10 minutes to get myself in the habit of going to the gym again and doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So cool. I love that we're getting to like learn through you through all of this.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch you.
I have one question from the Heal Squad and then we'll go. It says, I do Dr. Joe's work as well for a couple of years now. It's changed my life. However, I have a lot of resentments lately due to a bad fit with the work culture. I know this is impacting my Dr. Joe's specific meditations. Do you have any tips for how to overcome something like this while doing the work? I don't know anyone personally who does the same work. So Maria is the closest friend I have to ask. Julie, I think Dr. Joe's work came into your life to help you with this bad fit culture-wise at work. I know what that's like, and it's really, really painful. So I think with Dr. Joe's work, what I would do is take a break maybe from envisioning your future for a second and envision them being nice to you. And I've done this before and it works. I demand them to be kind to me because I'm kind to them. And the energy shifts. Mm-hmm. So give yourself a couple of days where you shift your meditations into when he says, you know, think of, you know, something that you want in your life and you want a better culture at work and see if you can Mr. Miyagi them into being nicer to you. And then if not, as we always say, keep doing the work and with him, keep envisioning where you want to be. Now, it might not be a specific place you know, because you might be thinking, I want to be at Google. And who knows, Google might not be a good culture fit for you either. So envision the feeling of being in a cultured work where it feels good to you. What does that look like? And keep putting that transmitter out into the field and let it give it to you rather than allowing them to collapse you and make you small. Right? You have been working on this for years now, it says here. So you know how to go into that black space and how to, you know, emit into the field the things that you want. So emit them being nicer to you and it being better to you until you can find the place that you want to be in. And you can alternate. It could be nice to me. I want this kind of work culture. Be nice to me. I want this kind of work culture. Maybe you'll get all of them to shift because we do have that power too. But that's exactly what I would do. I wish I had this before some of my toxic work environments.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to have those days where they've beaten you up so much. You just are going to be in the fetal position crying. I know. But pick yourself up the next day and start the morning with a meditation where you're envisioning that. That would be my best advice. It's hard. It really is. But that's all we have for you today, friends. In the meantime, if you haven't checked out MariaMenounos.com, we have these amazing blogs there that are not just lifestyle. We do have the life hacks blogs that are the breakdowns of these episodes with all the aha moments that are really, really helpful. And if you guys have any constructive criticism, by the way, share it with us and let us know what you want more of. But we have a new blog out right now about my go-to hair tool that gives me my salon blowout but from the comfort of my home. And it's my favorite thing. Everybody I've turned on to this has flipped out and couldn't believe that this was possible with their hair, including Violetta, who's with us. And I said to her, I go, I'm so glad I can give you this gift because my mom was so miserable with her hair all the time. And if she had this, her life would have been so much better. And it's like $39 or something stupid. So friends, check it out. The shop page is updated. You can check it out and see what you like on there. Everything on there is not sponsored. It is all stuff that I personally love that I'm sharing with you as if you were in my bathroom and in my cabinets. And if you are a Patreon member, first of all, I want to thank you so much for supporting us and helping us because you do help us keep the lights on here. And we really appreciate the love and support that you give. And you guys are like extended family. Like, we're so grateful to all of you. Our heal events are epic. If you have not joined, you should consider investing in yourself. These healers that come in or these experts that come in don't do these, very much at all. Some of them. So you get incredible access for a very small number. I think it was like $10. You get into the heal events and the ad-free shows. At the $20 tier, you're literally family. And I send you stuff from my closet. I got a couple people piled up that I have to go and do my new gifting to. So thank you, friends. Love you. Have an amazing day. Remember where you're putting all your energy into. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, leave us a comment below and let us know what you thought and maybe what you're going to adjust moving forward. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.